Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, the radio voice of the Carolina Panthers, Mick Mixon, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mick, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing good now. It's an honor to be on with a man of your stature, being recognized by Talkers Magazine and winning the Vince Lombardi Award for Excellence and all those things.
Oh, thank you.
You probably got dog cussed by Bobby Knight and maybe by Huggy Bear, so you got stories to tell. I guarantee you, Bill, our coaches think Aaron Rodgers, I heard your ramp up coming out of the break, and, you know, will he have it? Our coaches are confident that he'll have it, and they think he's Aaron Rodgers. He may even be sharper because his chronological, his football age may be a little younger than his chronological age, having had a couple of months off, if that makes any sense.
Right.
How do you see the tea leaves on this?
No, I agree with you. I mean, he's had one season when Shea McClellan broke the other collarbone and he had to take off. He had this year where he missed 7.5 games, and they always say you only have so many hits in your body. So when you don't sustain hits, your longevity tends to go a little bit longer. So I would agree with that. I would agree with that statement. Meanwhile, the Carolina Panthers, you guys had a statement win against Minnesota. Minnesota is a team that I thought, okay, they don't necessarily have to get it done with their offense, but their defense is so dominant. And you guys were able to figure out ways. Cam Newton tucking the ball, running, putting them into the end zone. Talk about that win over Minnesota being a statement and a confidence boost to that ball club.
You know how it is in the league, Bill, when you lose a couple, you think, even if sometimes you just lose one, you think you're never going to win again. I mean, it just feels so chicken little, sky's falling, oh my God, panic button, where is it? But then when you win again, it's redemptive, it's restorative, it almost feels like the black wire and the red wire got put onto your terminals and now you're infused with the necessary voltage again. I think what makes the Panthers different is that we have a running quarterback, and he's not just a runner, he's a good thrower, and he's not just a good runner for a quarterback, he's a good runner for a runner. And even in 2017, NFL defenses have not quite yet figured out what to do with the threat of quarterback draw, QB power, and the read option that Carolina runs, not a lot, but half a dozen times a game, and it can be a handful.
The team has sustained a few injuries, but for the most part, this has been a very strong unit, both offensively and defensively. Defensively, we don't talk enough about it. I was mentioning this yesterday, that this is one of the top defenses in the National Football League. So even though Aaron Rodgers is coming back, and there may or may not be some rust there, my suspicion is that this defense wants to not only remain during the top, but this is another statement game for them to say, okay, we are trending in the right direction, heading to the postseason to get back to where we were a couple of years ago. That's the way they look at this game.
Yeah, good words. I agree with that. I could say it differently, but no less eloquently. I think the Minnesota game plan was, to me, it was fascinating. The Panthers did not catch blockers. They did not. There wasn't a read and react play in the playbook. It was let's bring it. I mean, let's just collapse the pocket. Let's do whatever we have to do to disrupt the timing of Case Keenum and that West Coast offense. So now, how will the Panthers play it? That was last week. But now, what about Aaron Rodgers, who has additional pocket presence and this unbelievable ability to prolong the play? I don't know how he does it. I mean, I've been a huge fan of his and just watched him because I know he's a great athlete, but it's not like he's Fran Tarkenton back there, but he slots to passing lanes. He just can buy time with the best of them. And then when he unfurls the ball, man, magic happens.
A couple of injuries. I know that Trey Turner is in the concussion protocol. I know also you've got a defensive back, Shaq Thompson, day-to-day with a foot injury. You've got a couple of guys that are a little bit nicked up. How are the injury front right now for the Carolina Panthers?
Well, decent. Captain Munnerlin left practice the other day but for personal reasons, but has, I think, since returned. You mentioned Shaq Thompson, the 54. He's a linebacker, but he's used in coverage so much and he can run so much that it's easy to mistake him for a defensive back or a safety, and he's questionable. But the big things for the Panthers are getting Ryan Khalil and getting Greg Olsen back. They've only been back a week, but even just having a cardboard cutout of Greg Olsen out there helps keep defenses honest. And then Ryan Khalil for the Panthers is that microprocessor that keeps all the files kind of collated on the hard drive up front. So it's been a lot different and a lot better. Even though Tyler Larson has played well, Larson will switch over to guard if Trey Turner can't go. But having Khalil back at center has helped the Panthers' run game a ton.
Yeah, I did say Shaq Thompson is a defensive back, but actually he plays more the Sam linebacker than he does anything else, that strong linebacker in that sense. Now, going back over to the offensive side of the football, you talked about Cam and the running ability. We don't talk about his arm as much, but with Funchess and Shepard and Clay, I believe, and Bearson and going on and on, how has he been? As because to me, he's got to have the combination of both. He's got to be able to throw the football. And Greg Olsen obviously has been, you know, the mainstay there for so many years. How has that offense been able to kind of incorporate all of that weaponry, including Jonathan Stewart out of the backfield?
And Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey's the other one, yeah.
A lot of mouths to feed. And then Cam Newton himself likes to call his own number at times. A coach friend of mine, Bill, told me maybe a year ago I heard him say, and it made so much sense about Cam Newton. He summed up Cam Newton in this way. He said, Mick, he will break your heart by missing plays that any quarterback should make. But then you fall in love with him all over again because he will make plays that no other quarterback can make. And that I think, has been Cam Newton this year as he's tried to rehabilitate that shoulder, and his arm's gotten better and better every week. But curiously, he'll have a receiver running free, wide open on an in cut or in the flat, and boom, just throw the ball wild high, not caught. But then he'll fade back, he'll throw a blue darter into a tight window, a throw that Aaron Rodgers himself would be proud to have made. So the splash plays are what keeps the Panthers alive, and I think that with those other weapons you talked about, really it's the run game. I mean, this is Panthers' DNA. It's nothing against the greatest show on turf, but the Panthers are built to try to run it, stop the run, in case we have to go on the road, if we get into the playoffs and win a bad weather game somewhere by running the ball.
I was going to ask you a little bit about Cam Newton, because obviously he's been in the spotlight in both positive and negative ways this season. How has he handled the season? Because the maturity level, I think, from the Super Bowl through last season to this year, you see times where he's very composed and very together, and then at times you're thinking, what has he learned, and why is he doing this?
Exactly. He's like, you know, I don't know if you're a parent. I didn't read that far down on your resume, but it's a lot like watching a young one season and mature. And the one thing you will not hear me do on the Bill Michaels show or any other show, even the lesser shows and your show, is try to make any excuses for him. What you see is, I think, exactly what you get. He's misunderstood in a lot of ways because people don't realize what he does in the community, the heart he has for kids. They see the detached, you know, pouty loser. So let's just call it for what it is. He's not a very good loser. If you're looking for a quarterback that's a better loser, that's the Toastmaster General after a loss, that remembers every reporter's name, looks him in the eye, the mayor of Munchkin City, he's probably not your guy. But if you want somebody whose combative fire burns so hot that he will not rest until he's brought multiple championships to the Carolinas, then you could do a lot worse than Cam Newton.
Talking with Mick Mixon, the radio play-by-play voice of the Carolina Panthers. My next question is this that type of team? Is it a team that you believe can win a Super Bowl?
Could be. We need to get a little lucky. We need for the Packers to just kind of calm down a little bit and not get too dieseled up over this game. If I were y'all, I'd rest Aaron Rodgers for another week, make sure he's good to go for the next week. Let Hundley go ahead and get it done this week. I think that having Carson Wentz hurt, I mean, just look at the whole NFC. I'm sure you've counseled your listeners this, Bill. There doesn't seem to be a great club. There's no juggernaut. But in our division, I mean, the Saints make offensive football look ridiculously easy, and their defense is better this year. The Falcons have the pedigree. So yeah, I think with the right breaks, I mean, it's not that much of a stretch to see this Carolina Panther team taking it deep if we can get into the playoffs.
Mick, you've seen a lot of football. Has this not been a kind of a strange year in just that fact that you haven't seen a runaway team? You saw a lot of teams stumble and trip over themselves early, and they finally get it turned around. And the amount of injuries that we have seen has been staggering.
I know, it really has been, and I agree with you. And then the laws of football physics seem to have changed when Jacksonville is being talked about in terms of having the best defense in the NFL. The Rams have a really tidy club with Sean McVay as their coach, a great story out there, 31-year-old head coach doing a great job. I really thought the Falcons would not be a drop this year. I thought that Super Bowl funk will get on them, and they will not even be able to break the huddle and all clap at the same time, because the Panthers have been there the year before when Carolina got tattooed by Denver in Super Bowl 50, and it is so hard. You can read all the books, self-help tapes, get on Dr. Phil, you can do whatever you want to. Ron Rivera said all the right things, did all the right things, but it's just very hard to come back the next year and be good.
Great stuff as always, Mick. Best of luck to you, man. We will chat again down the road, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Come see us.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mick Mixon, the radio play-by-play voice of the Carolina Panthers. Very, very nice guy. Very gentlemanly guy. And just calls it like it is, which I love about him. We've had him on the program before. Always great to talk to him. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.